KFIZ News Time is 10:10, 10 minutes past 10 o'clock here on a Thursday. It's July 22nd of 2021. Thanks for joining us here as we start up hour number three of the program here this morning on KFIZ. We are continuing our conversation about a garden walk coming up next weekend, July 30th, 31st, and August 1st at Burdocks and Rust on Corth Road in Van Dyne. Bob Kissinger joining us again. Good morning. Thanks for sticking around through the news there. And we're highlighting a few more of the other events, guests, and artists that you'll be seeing at this event coming up next weekend. We are joined by Beth and Ken Campshire. They're here to talk more about their involvement with this here in just a bit. Good morning to both of you. Thanks for stopping by.
Good morning. Thank you.
Let's bring Bob in first again for folks who missed our first conversation. Bob, remind us what this is all about, where this is located, what's happening next weekend with this garden walk.
Okay. Julie and I, we're hosting the Garden Art Stroll out at Burdocks and Rust, which is, like you mentioned, at W8166 Corth Road in Van Dyne. And we're fortunate to have eight artists participating with us on the property, and then also the Salvation Army will be there with their red kettles. We've got different vignettes set up around the property, highlighting different buildings and that. There's probably interest with some people. Maybe we have a vintage wooden railroad boxcar there. We will have 3 to 4 vintage tractors there. Some of the other outbuildings, from the outhouse to the milk house to there's a pig patio, we call it, which is okay. Formerly the pig pen, and the remains of the barn and horse barn and numerous other items. So join us and check everything out.
For folks who didn't hear the conversation the first time around, you folks have been working on this for about 4 years now, this property?
Yes, we started moving plants in 2017. Initially, we worked on the house, and more recently, working more on the exterior of the property, cleaning up burdocks and other miscellaneous items and getting the gardens together. So it hasn't been a long time we've been there, but yet it has, everything has come together as far as the plants and different features of the yard. So,
and you mentioned a number of different artists. We talked with Pat Ryer in our first conversation, and we have another one of the artists that will be joining us here in just a moment. But overall, what are people going to see with the art that they're seeing at this event?
Well, there's a total of 8 artists there, and there's a variety. Jolene Schrey is going to have note cards, and Amber Mans has glass sculpture. Pat Ryer has pottery and jewelry and some ceramics. Barb Belmer has gourds, which is nature's pottery. Nikki Martin has some painting canvases and other found objects that are painted. And then, of course, Beth Campshire has her fused glass and garden sculptures. Jessica Schumacher has photographic art. And Amy LaPointe has some unique purses and sewing items in there. And they will be in different areas of the property, and there will be one checkout which will be accepting cash or check for their items.
Okay, so people can purchase items.
Yes, those items. Yeah. And it will take some time to view all the items, the property. So enjoy the day.
So if you see something you like at this event, you are more than welcome to purchase that. That's
correct.
Something we did not talk about before.
Yep.
Very cool.
And then the Salvation Army will be there. They'll be under a tent and also throughout the property explaining some of what they do in the surrounding area, in the community, and that. So, and then the red kettles will be there for donations from the garden stroll.
Very cool. Well, let's welcome in Beth and Ken Campshire to tell us more about their involvement in this event. Beth, I know You are a well-known as a fused glass artist. Tell us about fused glass. How did you get started in that? What is your specialty, per se?
Well, actually, it got started, you're aware of all the classes that our campuses offer here in town mm-hmm. for adult enrichment, and took a class in fused glass and really fell in love with it and continued from there. And over time, we've kind of expanded the things that we do, but we like gardens like Bob mm-hmm. and Julie do, so focus a lot on things that you could display in your garden and give some color to the garden at the time when maybe the plants aren't as colorful as you'd like them to be. Bob and Julie offered us this opportunity to be part of their garden, and we were really excited about that opportunity to do that.
Anything special you created just for this opportunity coming up, or is it your standard affair for showing off your work?
Well, we kind of enhanced some of our standards that we've had for quite a while, just to give a little different focus on it. We've did what we call fish sticks and bird sticks that we've put out in the yard, and they've always been fairly flat. Mm-hmm. And what we did this year to a few pieces to try was giving some dimension to them so that they're not just some flat thing that you see sitting there. So that, other than that, we haven't really done anything new and unique. Mm-hmm. Just kind of the things we enjoy doing, and have continued with that.
I'll let you give the sales pitch. Why should people come out to this event? Obviously, to see your art, that's one of the reasons why, but why should people come out to this event coming up next weekend?
Well, just to see, you don't oftentimes get to see art in a setting like this. You see the art, you go to an art show, and you have a street lined with tents, and you walk from one to the next, where here you're going to be able to feast your eyes on the buildings and the flowers that are growing there, and feel the air and kind of wander rather than feeling like you're marching down a line. I think it's just a neat way to share the art of the garden with the other art, because the gardening in itself is creative, and not everybody. If you drive down the street, you'll see a house, and you don't pay attention to that. Mm-hmm. Where here, you have the opportunity to pay attention to how they've married the plants with various buildings and items.
I asked Pat Ryer the same question. What was the last year like for you as an artist dealing with COVID and the shutdowns? Was it a challenge for you? Did you get a lot of creative time in the last year or so?
Well, there's a lot of creative time, but I used it in our garden. We're working with Ken because his creativity goes to the garden also. But yeah, it was different. One of the things that artists and have experienced along with everybody else in just their day-to-day living is the cost of things has increased a lot, and that's hard for people that have to make their living from their art. I'm fortunate I do it as a hobby, mm-hmm. and so I can enjoy it and fill some time doing it. But I don't have to worry about making my living with it like a lot of people do. And for them, it's been really hard, as with anyone that produces something and hasn't been able to share it or sell it.
You talk about the cost of raw materials mm-hmm. going up in, building mm-hmm. and all that stuff, and manufacturing and right. supply chain, but it affects artists too, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anything else you wanted to add about your work? Anything else that people should be looking for from yourself specifically or at this event coming up next weekend?
Well, I guess there's quite a variety, as Bob said, and that variety is in what it is and even in pricing. So there's probably something there that anybody could be able to take home as a remembrance of the day.
I guess the other thing is an off-season opportunity to support a local charity and organization.
Yeah.
Salvation Army does so many great things in the community. As Bob mentioned, there will be some information throughout the gardens on specific programs that they have and how they've helped people. And hopefully that'll spur some additional giving, it, like I say, in off season.
We saw the community step up last year for not just Salvation Army, but all our local charities with the virus and COVID and shutdowns and stuff like that. But we know the Bucket Brigade's coming up very soon here at the station. We got to start thinking about that. So put it in your thoughts with this event coming up on the 30th, 31st, and 1st. And thank you to both of you for coming in to talk about this. Bob?
And I wanted to also add on to what Ken was saying about the Salvation Army, in that we do have an anonymous donor matching daily donations up to $1,000. So this would be a great opportunity to enhance that for the Salvation Army.
Excellent.
One other quick thing along the same lines. Ordinarily, when you go to an art show, there's a pretty hefty fee involved to be able to display your goods. And Bob and Julie are giving us this space out of the kindness of their hearts. And so the artists have made a decision that they're also going to be making a contribution to the Salvation Army based on their conscience.
Sure.
And as in appreciation for what Bob and Julie have offered us.
Very good. Well, that's excellent to hear. Bob, I'll let you kind of have the final word, recap everything that people need to know, the basics of the event. If there's anything we missed that you wanted to highlight, feel free to do that and just remind us how people can attend.
And I think, like us on Facebook on Burdocks and Rust, and we're looking forward to some beautiful weather. And
I've already been tasked with the weather forecast, so just hope you folks don't come back if it's a bad forecast and
it is
angry at me.
Just a short distance north of Fond du Lac here, so it is nearby for everyone to attend, and come out and enjoy the weather. So,
and like you said, Facebook best place to find out more, and not just for this event. I assume you folks are posting updates on there regularly too.
Yes, we do have the artists listed on there, and some pictures of what the buildings looked like prior to being cleaned up and fixed and that. So, and it's never the same as seeing it in person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, we can take all the pictures we want, but I think checking it out would be great.
Very cool. Beth, Ken, Bob, Julie, thanks so much for stopping by this morning and telling us about this this event coming up next weekend.
Thank you.
All right, this is News Talk 1450 KFIZ. Big thank you to everybody for stopping by, and thank you for tuning in. This is KFIZ. It's 1023.
Make 2021 the year you take charge of your future.